that was precedent setting. You'll notice something about every time Jesus said no, it was always for the same reason. He never said no because he didn't care. He never said no because he was too busy. He never said no simply because it cramped his style. He only said no for one reason. He said it this way. He said, I only do the things that my Heavenly Father tells me to do. I was at a pastor's conference in Lake Tahoe, and I heard my favorite Bible teacher, a man named Damian Kyle. He was teaching. Actually, I was sitting right next to Pastor Chuck because I had just led worship, and Pastor Chuck was the next speaker after Damian. He's sitting right next to me. And Damien's study was titled, Ministering According to Obedience and Not According to the Need. It was one of the best studies I've ever heard in my whole life. And one of the primary examples that he used was Jesus himself. And the logic that he used was, you cannot possibly meet all of the need that is presented to you. You can't do it. Nobody can do it. Even Jesus couldn't do it. If you're going to say yes to what God tells you to do, it means you're going to have to say no to what people want you to do sometimes. Because sometimes they're not the same thing. And if you're giving your energy just trying to meet every need that is presented to you, it'll kill you. What does God expect? Well, he expects one thing from his servants, and that's obedience. Which means I'm not going to be able to do everything that needs to be done. I'm not going to be able to do everything that people want me to do. So what do I do? Well, I'll follow Jesus' example and say, well, I'll only do the things that my Heavenly Father tells me to do. That is so freeing. If you can do it. But people don't make it easy. Sometimes church people, when you say, I'm sorry, I can't do that, God isn't telling me to do that, they get angry. When they get angry, they do a good thing or a bad thing. The good thing is they leave. The bad thing is they stay, and they stay angry. If I had my choice, I'd rather they didn't get angry. But if they are going to get angry, I would rather they left than to stay and just be angry because I didn't do what they wanted me to do. And sometimes they stay and they sulk. Now, I've seen pastors do the same thing. So let me make you a little promise. I will always take no for an answer if I ask you to do something. I love it when people tell me no when I ask them to do something, if the reason they're telling me no is, God's not telling me to do that, Pastor. I love that. Have you ever heard pastors say that before? It's the truth. It speaks volumes to me. When I ask somebody to do something, and then they say, let me pray about it, and they pray about it, and they say, no, can't do that. God doesn't want me to do that. I just feel like jumping up and down. Because it tells me something. Number one, it tells me they feel safe to say no. Can I pass something on to you? If you're in leadership or any kind of a position where people have a free will, if they can't say no to you, they're not safe. If the only acceptable answer to you is that people say yes to all of your ideas, then they're not safe, and you're not a safe person for them to be with. And I want to be a safe person. So it speaks volumes to me about how safe they feel. You know what it does to me, too? It makes me trust them. If somebody says, sorry, I love you, I know there's a need, but you know I prayed about it, and God just said, don't want you to do that, then I trust them. Because I realize they're only going to do what they are doing because God told them to, and that's what I want. That's where churches make a lot of mistakes. We talk people into doing stuff that God isn't telling them to do. And I don't want people just doing my will. So, I love this whole deal. I have learned in my own life, I do not want to waste my energy majoring in minor things. I have laid my whole life down saying, Lord, this life is no longer mine. I will do whatever you tell me to do, but that's all I'm going to do. Now, just try making that affirmation and then try living that out, because you're going to find you're going to get tugged in every possible direction. Every mother knows this. And it's hard to say no to people, even when you know you're not supposed to do it. In fact, I'll tell you this, like kids, the more you love them, the harder it is to say no. But the more you love them, the more important it is that you do say no. Does God know how to run his kingdom? Did God's work stop in Ephesus because Paul wouldn't stay? Oh, no. In fact, Priscilla and Aquila did just fine, thank you. They filled in just fine. Why? They had the same Holy Spirit in them. If God had wanted Paul to stay, Paul would have stayed. What wouldn't have happened if Paul had stayed? Well, there's a lot of other stuff God wanted him to do that wouldn't have got done. Ministering according to obedience and not according to the need. You can't meet everybody's needs. I can't meet everybody's needs. Even Jesus couldn't meet everybody's needs. Do you know when he said, Father, I have finished the work that you gave me to do. You know there were still millions of people who hadn't been healed? There were still a lot of people in Israel who hadn't heard the gospel, who hadn't heard the Sermon on the Mount from Jesus. And Jesus said, Father, I have finished the work that you gave me to do. And that included Jesus saying no a whole bunch of times to people. You find that liberating? Just think of that. I don't know. I felt guilty even thinking that when I first heard it, but I thought, oh, wait a minute. I know what happens when I try to do it the other way. When I just, you know, who's ever yelling the loudest or tugging or knocking on my door the most or leaving me the most emails or whatever, I just do that. You know what? The devil will help those people. It is so hard to just listen to what your Heavenly Father is telling you to do in the midst of that din and do it. But you know what? It is so freeing. And then that's all really God expects. I have learned that people are really hard to please, but God is not. He's way easier to please than I am. So if I ask you to do something, I'd love it when you say no. If the reason you're saying no is because God didn't tell you to do it. We asked somebody a while ago to be our secretary when we didn't have a secretary. And all of us on the board had a certain person in mind because she had, in fact, there's no way we could have afforded her for one thing, because she was so skilled and so stinking organized. And that's the first one we thought, when we need a secretary, that was the first name that popped in everybody's mind. And when we asked her, she said, well, I'm going to need to pray about it. And she said, no. And at first I was really disappointed because I didn't have any runners up. I didn't have anybody else in mind. But then I started getting really excited because I thought, she said no because God said no. And I thought, well, if God said no and he knows we have a need, that must mean he has somebody else. And then Julia came up and said, now, I've never done this before. I'm pretty sure I can't do it. My folks think I can't do it. My sister thinks I can't do it. I've never done it before, but you know what? I feel like God's telling me to do it. And we prayed about it, and we felt like God was telling her to do it too. And she's been fabulous. She's utterly, completely dependent upon the Lord. But you know what? When she runs up against a brick wall and says, I can't do this, she always falls back on this thing. Well, but wait a minute. Jesus told me to do it. That's why I'm a pastor. I could give you a list of names of people. If you called them, they would tell you I shouldn't be a pastor. And I'm just doing what I'm doing because Jesus told me to do it. And I have to look him in the eye someday. And he's not going to ask me how much I got done. He's not going to say, let's take a vote of everybody that had a project they wanted you to be on and how many of them are satisfied with your work. All he's going to ask me is, what did you do with what I told you to do? And that's the standard of success for any servant. That's the standard of success for a parent, for a spouse, because we've given our lives to Jesus. Find out what Jesus wants to do and do that. And if it means you have to say no to me, that's great. I didn't die for your sins. I'm not running the universe. God has better plans than I do. And you know, I find this fascinating. I know I made a big deal out of that, but I know some of you, and I know some people that are going to listen to this, and this is going to be really freeing for them. Because their plates are already too full, and people keep piling more stuff on their plates, and they need to scrape the plate off and just let Jesus put what he wants to put, and then they'll live longer, and they'll have more fruitful lives. I love looking at this story. If people were planning it, they would have thought, but in a few verses, Apollos is going to show up. He's too smart for Priscilla and Aquila. He's going to need Paul. He's going to need Paul to fill in the blanks. Apparently, the Holy Spirit didn't think so. Paul, go ahead. Just go do what you're going to do. Apollos shows up. And the Holy Spirit chooses Priscilla and Aquila to fill in the blanks. And this guy goes on and is tremendously fruitful. Maybe second only to the Apostle Paul in his influence in the early church. And who tutored him? A couple of tent makers. Why? Well, because God told him to. And because Paul said no. Let's pray. Obey. Before we pray, I got to tell you the end of the story. When Damien was teaching this, I took a glance over at Pastor Chuck, and Pastor Chuck had this look on his face that I've had on my face in his teaching many times, the look of being completely recalibrated. And Chuck got up and he looked over at Damien before he taught his next session, and he said, I just want you to know that at the break, I'm going to call my secretary. And I'm going to have her cancel everything. And I'm going to go over my whole calendar. And I'm going to decide what God wants me to do. And he said, thank you. I needed to hear that. And I thought, well, that's why this guy has a fruitful ministry. Because he's willing to dump everything and only do what the Lord tells him to do. Let's pray. What a wonderful thing to learn. Thank you for this example, Lord. It is true that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And when it's not been light and easy for me, it's almost always because it's not your yoke. It's somebody else's or it's mine. I'm just taking stuff on me that it's not supposed to be on me. So speak to our hearts, Lord. In all of these things we've looked at tonight, I pray we would be people that bloom where we're planted. I pray that we would be people that trust your promises even when the visible evidence is to the contrary. I pray, Lord, for the grace to let you unfold your plan in my life, even when things aren't going the way I want them to go. I want to be able to say, like Paul did, that I know that you are working everything together for good for me, because I love you and I'm called according to your purpose for me. I want to know that is true. And I thank you for proving it to us, Lord. I pray that you continue to set us free from all of the fears that bind us. that we would live for you, like the song we sang. That's the only thing that really matters when it's all said and done. Did I live my life for you? Give me courage, Lord, to obey. Give me a sensitive heart so that I don't just say no because I don't feel like doing it. And that I don't just say yes and cave in because of the pressure, that I do what Jesus did and just do the things you tell me to do. Thank you for your word. We love it. We love you. And I pray, Lord, that you'd bring fruit from this that we've looked at tonight. You said when we knew the truth in this way that it would set us free. So we are counting on you to remind us when we leak. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.